I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back, Nation. It is time now for the Rangers Player Show. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Rangers Player Show presented by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Starting pitcher last night's Rangers win, 5 2/3 scoreless. Been an absolute godsend for the pitching staff. They suffered so many injuries. Jacob Latz joining us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon, you guys, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you. How you feeling out there? Are you feeling as good as everything looks?
Yeah, you know, it's been a good, you know, run here the last couple weeks. Just trying to stay in my delivery, keep it consistent, and do it over and over and over again. It gets a little monotonous, but that's why we play the game. So got a good rhythm right now and looking to keep it going.
Hey, Jacob, you've had so many different roles on this team. And I was just curious, and you seem like your demeanor never changes throughout. Like, if you know, you're pitching in a blowout game, you're starting a game, you're doing... Where do you draw that from, and how is it? Is it the one thing that you just, it kind of keeps you going, that you just keep that kind of that calmness about you?
Yeah, I think that's always been kind of a part of my game. I think that's why I loved pitching and baseball the most as a kid, as opposed to the other sports I played. I felt like I was able to just have that calm composure out there, and it's something that I pride myself on, and I think it keeps me level-headed, but it also keeps me focused. And, you know, sure, there's emotions running on the inside, but I think, you know, I always grew up being a starting pitcher, and that was one thing that I felt like helped me, you know, carry myself throughout the game is managing my energy, but then keeping my emotions in check so that I can, you know, still go out there and perform and execute pitches later in the game, fifth, sixth, seventh inning, type like that.
Are you one of these guys that never says no to people? Because it seems like you get put in some situations like they're asking you to do things and you should just say no. But you're just like, yeah, just hand me the damn ball. I'm going to go out there. You know, I'll give you the four innings. I know we're getting crushed right now. Or, you know, I just admire you the way that you're able to just take whatever job they ask you to do and you get it done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're in crunch time. This is, you know, this is why you play the game, is to go out there and try to win games or help your team win games, whether that's not that given day. You know, like you said, if I'm in a score that's already out of hand or an opportunity like yesterday to start the game, you know, we've had injuries and everyone's going through it. Everyone's sure. Grinding. So it's just answering the call. You know, every opportunity you get to step on a big league mound is something you should appreciate. You know, where there's only a few of us that get that opportunity to do it, and so I think that type of attitude and mentality is something that I don't want to ever lose sight of. And, you know, why should you?
How does your game day routine change when you're going from, you know, when it's a day you're going to be starting or where you're playing in the bullpen?
Yeah, it, you know, I've gotten used to the bullpen role. I got moved there permanently in 2023, got called up there at the end and had a few outings. And then 2024, spent the majority of the year here. So I got pretty used to everyday life as a bullpen pitcher. And my spot starts here, up here this year, have been kind of spread out earlier in the year. And then, you know, as the last couple outings here, I've gotten a couple in a row, but still with the approach that I don't know for sure that I'm going to be starting. So for me, it's been kind of just keeping it the same. I do like the idea of at least mentally preparing and try to physically prepare as well to be available out of the bullpen, you know, 3 days out from a start, and then ultimately getting the call to start on that normal starter's rest, 5-6 days with the off day these last couple. Has made me feel a little bit more rested. Something I definitely always enjoyed as a starter was the routine aspect. But it's something I've said throughout this year. You know, as starters and baseball players in general, we get very superstitious about the way that we orchestrate our routine. And, one of my favorite things about being moved to the bullpen was dissolving a lot of those things. So I definitely have less of a perfectionist approach when it comes to my routine. But then ultimately, once the game is on, it's like you flip that switch and it's you're prepared and it's just time to compete. So I've really enjoyed that side of things this year.
It's Jacob Latz here with you on The Fan. What about when, like in the media, we say it's Lats against Quintana. Does it change when you're up against an established veteran or an ace or a young guy or a journeyman, or is that all the same too?
I think it adds stuff, if anything. You know, Quintana, he's been around for a while. I think he's in the top 10 in terms of active pitchers and strikeouts going in the MLB. So that's, you know, he's had a long career. I grew up a Cubs fan, and so when he was with us, it's someone I've always, you know, paid attention to. It's a similar, just smooth, looks easy delivery, and a similar pitch repertoire. But, yeah, I mean, you recall the game, too, against Skubal on Sunday Night Baseball, and when you go against someone like that, there's a little...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A little bit just added adrenaline to the already start opportunity that you get at the big league. So I do love the mano a mano type aspect to it. I think it helps drive my overall compete mode that I'm able to get into when I do have the opportunity to start the game and kind of set the tone. It's always it's always a fun aspect of the game when you're out there and you're in control.
How cool was that last night, man? You pitch your tail off, then you get the standing ovation as you exit the game. What is that like?
Yeah, no, that was very recognizable. It was something that I was just in the moment, like I was really trying to take it all in, and very appreciative of the fans there. That was a really cool moment. I think, you know, we're all watching that game, waiting for something to happen. Hellman comes through with the grand slam, put up a zero the next inning, and then, go back out there in the sixth. And ultimately, Boach comes and give me the ball, and the fans rise to their feet. That's something you're always like, those are the moments that you'll look back on at the end of your career and kind of enjoy the most, as opposed to all the other ones. So,
man, that must have been awesome. Looked like a lot of fun, and I imagine not even a Bears fourth quarter collapse could bring you down on a night like that.
Well, I don't know about that one, because the game was still on after we wrapped up, and I watched pretty much the only negative side of that game. So, my friends group chat from back home was all in depression mode, and it's, you know, back to where we are normally as Bear fans there, where hope is lost. But I don't know. It's part of the gig now.
I mean, they must have been happy that you helped the Cubbies a little bit, right?
That was part of it. Yeah, they're like, they're adding a little bit to me. They're like, the Brewers' demise starts today. And I was like, all right, I'll carry that with me tonight. And yeah, so I mean, it's just a good way to start the series. And for us, like, we're right there, and we're inching closer. And if we just keep playing the baseball we have lately, I think we have a good shot at this one.
Can you stay a fan of your hometown team when you get drafted? I mean, how's that go for you and a lot of guys? Is it? I mean, I'm sure it's still cool to see the Cubs win. All your friends are happy.
I guess it helps they're in the National League. It's different growing up as a fan, and then when you're actually a part of an organization and you're around, you know, of all these guys in spring training, and then you're working your way through the minor leagues, it's a different type of appreciation you have for that certain organization. So the Cubs are the Cubs. I think playing at Wrigley is like the one thing that I still would be on my bucket list at this point, but they're just another team now, unfortunately, and I have more emotion, more attachment, and more just passion for the team I was drafted by than a fan growing up.
Yeah, we'll never see it from you though, right? You'll keep stoic, right? Just got to keep stoic. Yeah, yeah, we're not gonna see that emotion, right?
No, I doubt it.
I thought you were gonna call him out for the Wrigley Field being the most overrated ballpark to watch a game at.
I know.
Shots fired, well, Jacob.
Wait a minute, I've been to a few. Yeah,
sorry.
No,
I've been to a few where I've been blocked out under the first level there, and you can't really see the game. There we go. I'm with you on that one.
Tell him, Jacob. Tell him. I tell you what, Jacob. I remember the first time I saw you pitch. I'm an LSU alum. And I remember pitching you when you pitched against Rice. Matter of fact, in a championship game and stuff. So, I was kind of hopeful. I hope I didn't bring up something about LSU that were bad memories for you and all that. But what about LSU baseball? Do you you went there and all that initially and stuff. But was it a good experience for you?
I mean, it was a good experience in terms of the maturity as a baseball player.
Sure.
It was just unfortunate for me from an injury side. I just could not get over the elbow injury I sustained early on as a freshman. And and unfortunately, you know, just started a mental cycle for me that was tough to break out of. Sure. And I wish things were different. But yeah, to your point, I was still able to start in a SEC tournament game, game. I was appeared in a super regional game, and so those were the moments that you would live for to be an LSU baseball player. We went to Omaha as a freshman, so there's a lot of highlights and a lot of good people I met along the way, and it still taught me a lot of good things. But yeah, I wish the overall on-field stuff was a lot better, but it was still great.
Well, thank you for what you did for us though. Appreciate you, absolutely, man. I really do.
Especially turning down $1 million signing bonus from the Blue Jays to go to LSU, man. My gosh.
He knew where he needed to be.
I feel like there was life lessons that you can't get from passing up on a college opportunity.
There you go.
Yeah, no, I don't regret it at all.
So how does the culinary experience here in North Texas compare to the Chicago food scene?
Chicago is definitely a little more diverse. You kind of get a little bit of everything there. You can find certain spots that have the genuine culture in terms of just the broadness to it there. But, you know, there's a lot of good sneaky spots in Dallas, and it's growing. It's definitely one of the more diverse cities in terms of in Texas. So, you know, we've sticking to the local, you know, Mexican food and barbecue. But there's a few spots. I'm, you know, someone who enjoys eating healthy, so I found a few that are definitely up with the times in terms of local food and whatnot. But no, it's not. I like it a lot. It's comparable for sure.
Get a little brisket sando action on a cheat day?
I would never turn down a brisket sandwich, no. So
that's my guy. By the way, what's the nickname? Are they calling you Latsy?
Boch likes to call me Latsy. A lot of people do call me Latsy, yeah. No one really calls me by my first name. Cole Wynn, one of my closer friends growing up, he calls me by my middle name, Eugene, or just Gene. So yeah, that's always a good one.
Is in baseball, does everybody have a nickname? Is it one of those things? Does anybody have that use their real name in a baseball in
there's
a clubhouse?
Not many.
Yeah,
and usually if you do, it's probably not a good thing, I would say.
Gene, right?
I like Gene. Yeah, that's my grandpa's name.
Oh,
so,
okay,
you know.
Mine too.
Nice
Midwest guy as well. Thank you so much, Jacob. Congrats on your success. Hell of a conversation with us here on The Fan, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Salute. There he goes. Jacob Latz, brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Won't be surprised if he's part of the opening day rotation next year, coming out of surprise.
I'll tell you what, man. I love his demeanor. I really do. I think it looks like nothing bothers him out there. That's a great way to operate.
Tough kid. Great perspective.
Yeah.
Krusty's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.